Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we ask the questions, who is Trisha Paytas? How did anal beads rock the chess world? Why was Lisa Rinna an M&M? Find out in this week's episode. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hey, baby.
Hi, daddy.
Am I daddy or are you baby?
Who's
well, why can't baby? I think both are true. I'm baby.
A piss baby?
Yeah, sometimes. If I'm a widow piss baby, does that mean... when I have an accident, you have to spank me?
I mean, I don't, I hope people aren't spanking babies in wet and or poopy diapers.
I hope people aren't spanking their babies, period.
Didn't you see, like, fucking Mississippi or Alabama or one of them is all putting it back on the books so teachers can spank?
Jesus Christ. I'm not into it. Well, I could be into it, but I'm not for it as a form of, you know, any of that.
Any of your little play here and there?
I'm not here for that.
Oh, speaking of babies.
Go.
Did you see who had a baby?
Had a baby, it's a boy? Yeah, Malibu Barbie. She's here. She has arrived.
Wait, I wrote down Malibu Barbie in my notes, but I... What's that mom's name?
Trisha Paytas.
But that's... Trisha Paytas isn't Tanya Khan, right?
No. Same vibe, different font.
Is Trisha Paytas the one that talked shit about you outside of that coffee shop?
Yes. 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 And you can all look it up. Just a quick Google of Tyler Oakley, Trisha Paytas, and you will find...
Hey,
you will find
one of our mutual IRL friends was all, because I think she was, must have been when the baby was being born or something. They were all, why, who is this person and do you know them? And I said, no, I don't know them, but I think they talked shit about Tyler outside of a coffee shop once. And that was the thing I had to contribute to the conversation.
Well, Trisha has given birth. If you don't know who Trisha Paytas is, Corey, how would you describe this person?
I couldn't tell you. She's a blonde on
the internet.
I'm
not sure. Just to clarify, I'm not sure what pronouns they use.
Okay. I don't either, because I don't know who this person is really at all. I know they exist on the internet. I feel like they cry in their videos and they're loud. I feel like they do, I say mukbangs, but somebody the other day corrected me and said I was saying it wrong.
Well, how do you say it?
I said mukbang.
How does the world say it?
Well, the person who corrected me was all mukbang.
I don't maybe.
I was like, listen, I don't know.
Okay, so they do mukbangs.
Am I right?
And they have a child.
Were they on Celebrity Big Brother UK?
That does ring a bell. It does seem true. Maybe. I feel like the only thing I know about their time on Celebrity Big Brother UK was the first tweet they tweeted when they were out of the Big Brother house was, finally, that's fucking over. That was the worst experience of my life. And it's all caps, all exclamation marks, you know.
I mean, speaking of which, I think that's what the cast of the Challenge USA just tweeted after the finale last week.
Speaking of finales, we need to talk about it because Hudson and I just watched season 28 of Amazing Race, and he just saw the finale. We'll get to that. Please hold. I'm not done talking about Malibu Barbie,
though. Okay, let's go.
So, Trisha Paytas, YouTube phenomenon, troll extraordinaire, has given birth, has carried on the legacy. Another Paytas, you know, another generation, the next generation.
Very, very Troiler baby.
No! Will Malibu Barbie carry on the Trisha Paytas legacy?
I don't know. I don't know because I don't know Trisha's legacy to begin with.
I'm talking shit about me.
Okay.
My next celebrity feud.
Well, you know I feud. If a baby's talking shit about you, you know I'm looking for more feuds with babies.
Mm. For me or for you? Or for me. Just in general?
My brand.
Okay. So you're going to come to my defense?
Always, baby.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
I will always be at your defense unless you do something I disagree with. Then I'll tell you, you're wrong. That's what friends are for. Like,
I wonder about, okay, so the people who are infamous on the internet, think Trisha Paytas, think, you know, who's that dude with the blog from like 2008? You don't have to say his name, but like a troll who would like draw things on people's stuff.
Yeah, got it.
Whoever that was, they had a child. It's like, imagine being the child of somebody who has had a negative relationship with the entire internet.
A legacy of negativity?
Yeah, like that, that would be... I wonder what that feels like in preschool. Like, do people...
Aren't we witnessing it in real time with a lot of these Republican politicians' children?
Yes. I hope nothing but the best for all of the children of the trolls of the world.
I believe the children are our future.
Yes, actually.
Do you not?
Are there Barbies that are not Malibu Barbie? Was there any other name on the table?
There's Normcore Barbie.
Okay. Well, I think that wasn't a finalist for the baby name. Normcore Barbie?
I think she's just regular Barbie.
Malibu Barbie. To me, I don't get Barbie from Trisha Paytas. I get Bratz doll. And so, like... Who is the Malibu Barbie of the Bratz doll world?
Would you rather be a Malibu Barbie or a Malibu baby?
A Malibu Barbie.
What about...
Baby?
Do you think maybe the baby was named after Malibu, the hit song by Kim Petras?
Maybe. Maybe, baby. Maybe.
Do you have anything else to say about Trisha Paytas and or
I'm trying Malibu to think... Barbie? I'm trying to think if Malibu is to Barbie... Where is to Bratz doll?
Listen, that's a fair question.
Okay, well then answer it. Brooklyn Bratz doll?
I do think the Bratz dolls seem very New York, very
East Coast,
very Gossip Girl.
Tough crowd. Tough little doll. The dolls are dolling.
They typically do be dolling.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all I have to say about that child.
Well, I would...
I also love that the queen... the speculation about the queen's death and the Trisha Paytas' baby's birth and the transfer of spirit from one to the other. Imagine dying surrounded by your family in a palace and waking up...
No, I was...
In Trisha Paytas' house!
I was reading this article. Did you say in Trisha Paytas' house?
Yeah, arms. Oh.
I was reading this article that was, I don't know, it was about Buddhism or something, and it was all saying that people take 49 days to reincarnate. So it wasn't. So there's no way it's the queen as her baby. Sorry.
Well, maybe the queen checked out early.
Nope, she didn't.
But, well, who knows? I guess we'll never know. I'll ask the baby in the first exclusive interview.
Do you think we'll get it?
I think we'll get it. I think the baby's publicist has been bringing us off the hook.
It's between us and People Magazine, I think.
Yeah. It usually is. So we'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, so is right.
Yeah. So we watched all of Amazing Race season 28.
That was our first season.
Hudson said it was the worst finale of all time.
Why?
He said it was like the least satisfying finale for anyone to watch ever.
Yeah.
Even if he didn't know us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you have somebody 6 foot two jumping against two people who are 5 foot six. How tall are you?
Tall enough.
I think it was just
it was deeper than that. It was not just like the boringness of the line, the order of events that happened and the like lack of it being up in the air, but it more so being like, who won? He was not happy, honey.
Oops. Well, neither was I.
I had to be like, baby, they are, you know, not everything you see on TV is the full story.
Yeah.
But he was like, well, the story that I got was enough for me to know.
Hey, was that guy who helped you with the jump at that first task, was he still hot?
Yes, he was.
Okay. I was talking about him the other day.
My big takeaway from rewatching the season back to back to back to back, we are horny around the world.
Well hell yeah.
We were...
horny on Maine.
I guess. Horny on CBS.
Was our brand horny?
Horny and giggly.
Saying that instructor is hot is not the same as neither one of us were like, oh, I want to suck his D.
I was like, he stretched me out.
Well, that's what happens when you're left alone on the Cliver Man.
Well, yeah.
Did I do anything extremely horny?
Yeah, yes.
What?
You were hurting for a squirting and a thirsting for a bursting.
Usually am.
Speaking of which, hey, when was the last time you played chess?
It's been a while. Why did you finally?
It's been a
did
while.
Did you finally watch that chess show on Netflix?
Hell no.
It could have been two episodes shorter. Anyway, why are you asking about chess?
Well, honey, the chess world has been rocked to its core. Okay. By the biggest scandal in years. It involves artificial intelligence and anal beads.
So somebody's been putting an anal bead in their butt and it vibrates when they're supposed to like move a pawn?
I don't know. I didn't read the article, but Lord knows something went down.
The Lord?
Have you ever played chess? Did you play chess ever?
Are you going to tell me what happened?
Yes. Magnus Carlsen withdrew from a major tournament with a $350,000 prize money after his unexpected defeat by underdog Hans Niemann.
And what was Hans up to?
Well, when the world chess champion Magnus withdrew, he tweeted, "I prefer really not to speak. If I speak, I am in big trouble." Saying something suspicious is amok. Something is going down.
Why, if you couldn't say anything and you were going to get in big trouble, why would you tweet, if I say something, I'm going to get in big trouble?
Well, because he wants to say something, but he can't say something. He's itching
would
to
you
speak.
Would you rather be in big trouble or in pig trouble?
I think this chess player is in a little bit of both.
When's the last time you were in big trouble?
Did you say big trouble or pig trouble?
Yes.
A little bit of usually, sometimes, most days.
So what happened?
The chess world has been rocked. Okay. Anyway, he's been accused of having some type of AI anal bead up his butt to tell him how to do what he needs to do.
But how does the anal bead know what's going on top of the table?
Well, it gives you that ooh-ah-ah sensation. But like, how are you supposed to like interpret?
You do one Kegel to tell it. It's like Morse code, but with Kegels.
You don't Kegel to talk to it. It vibrates to talk to you.
But I'm saying you have to communicate to it what's going on top of the table. No.
I don't know.
How does it see what moves the other person is making?
How does it see what moves the...
How does it see?
Well, I don't know.
How?
I don't know, but he's calling it a witch hunt. He says it's, how dare they? He's denied it. But you know what?
Was there something up his butt? And I think what I want to know is, was there something up his butt? And
was there something around
the
corner?
How did they find that out? And how did they find that out?
Well, they can't tell because it's the time has passed. They didn't do an anal swab day of.
So somebody's just like, I know you had AI robot anal beads helping you win.
If I had a dime for every time somebody accused me of such a thing, I'd be vibrating on my seat.
When's the last time you had AI up your butt?
Honestly, I don't know what's in there right now. Do any of us know? Not what's in mine, but in any of ours.
No.
Sometimes artificial intelligence might be so intelligent it can find a way in without us even knowing. But don't you find?
We are the AI.
No. I'm not. I'm just, what's the opposite of artificial?
What are you?
Real.
Real?
To be real. Are you on Be Real?
We had this conversation.
Is Malibu Barbie on Be Real yet? Not Malibu Barbie's first
Probably.
Be Real from the womb. No.
I mean, if anybody should have a Be Real, it's a baby.
Well, they're the realest of them all. They haven't even been affected by, you know.
Do you
culture.
Have anything else to say about the chess world?
Oh, baby, it's been rocked.
I've heard
the chess world has been rocked.
Do you know who else has been rocked? Malibu Barbie's been rocked to sleep, probably.
I hope.
Hey, did you see Katy Perry said after her Las Vegas residency is over, she's probably going to go make another record real soon?
Okay.
Katy Cats, get ready.
You know what? I have to say...
is it claws out or paws up? Which one does Gaga say?
Pause.
Hey, actually,
pause
I do
up.
Have a serious question.
Pause. What?
Gaga says pause?
Yeah.
Or claws?
Pause. Pause.
But
get
I think
your
she kind of abandoned that.
She did it at the concert.
Do you feel... She said pause.
No, she did it, though. She put her hand up and the paw was out.
Did you find... She certainly said, put your fucking hands up at least 40 times.
Yeah, she was very... did she do a lot of witches' cackles at your show? Like, creepy, scary laughs? I was like, she's in her clown era...
I couldn't tell if it was her or if it was me, but but somebody was cackling like a witch throughout.
Cackling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever had, speaking of cackling, have you ever had Cracklin' O'Brien?
Yes. Love it.
Good,
it
right?
It does need a little bit of sugar.
No.
Yes.
Have you had frosted Cracklin' O'Brien?
No, but that sounds like the sugar I need.
I don't think it exists, but maybe someday, if you play your cards right.
So Katy Perry's coming
back.
What's
the last time you played your cards right?
Yes, in Vegas,
you know that. The official, my official news source, also known as Pop Crave on Twitter.
Yes.
They're saying Katy said it.
Oh, great.
She said it.
Well, the last thing I heard from Katy Perry was that she was urging people to vote for Rick Caruso. Is that not true?
I don't know.
She does not have many stumbles as of recently, but she definitely had a stumble there.
I don't know who LA politics are.
She was urging her people.
Who won your mayor?
Not Rick Caruso.
Oh.
Yeah. It was
Well, then it sounds like she didn't win.
So what kind of album are we expecting from Katie?
She's also told people to vote for the wrong contestants on American Idol.
Hillary Clinton.
No.
Chillery.
Not.
I think with this, it is our American.
Her next era.
Our American Idol, Joe Biden.
What about him?
He's here. Okay, so what album are we getting from Katie?
I think it's good. Well, if her last era was Clown.
That is a big theme to bet on.
What Katie's album eras have been gay baiting, teenage, or then like whipped cream boobs, okay. Then lions,
yeah.
Then eyeballs, then clowns.
Okay. What's next? What's next?
I think birds. I think the next theme, her next album theme is going to be birds.
A cardinal, birds. So my mom can flip. Maybe.
Oh, there's grandma. She came to say hello.
What about something, you know what would be fun? Something.
I think birds. I think you heard it here. You bird it here first.
She should do something like medieval elves.
Renaissance?
Why not? No. Renaissance would be, it's been taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if Beyonce's doing the theme of Renaissance or just the concept of Renaissance.
Do you think Beyonce's ever going to drop her visuals?
I certainly hope so.
I'm ready, yeah. But it
feels a little bit late. Come on, what's the holdup?
Well, she dropped the album and then disappeared, I feel.
Like, hello in there.
Hello in there.
What she did?
She just went. I would love to see the all the videos. Oh. I would love
okay,
it.
Okay.
So yeah, birds. I think Katy Perry's gonna get up to birds.
I think the next theme for her album is chess.
Oh,
chess
God.
Is trending. Chess is trending. Maybe
no, chess was maybe, trending when that Netflix.
Maybe
show.
Her theme will be board games.
She kind of did that with like the Candyland in
right.
California Girls.
Yeah. Maybe.
So unless it's like Catan. I think she's really going to explore birds.
Okay.
makes the most sense.
Has she been hinting at it?
Yeah.
How?
But only us real. I can't tell you. Only us real fans can read between the lines. Okay. You know. It's just like, yeah.
I think the next album is going to be shoe-themed.
Shoe? Oh, I follow her shoe account on Instagram and cute.
Let me look at her tweets right now. What has she recently tweeted about? September 4th, she said, burnt wheat thins only club.
Okay.
Maybe that's a hint. Maybe she's dropping hints. Maybe it's snack-themed.
What did I see? I saw something recently about her and her husband.
Okay. Orlando.
It was all, yeah, it was like, she was tweeting about something about him and her.
Hey, isn't her child, she has a baby?
Its name is Daisy Dove.
Dove.
Birds, told
yes.
you.
Yes.
Birds is the next
That's
theme.
What I'm saying.
Daisy Dove Bloom.
Mm-hmm. So it's either shoe or birds. I guess we'll see.
She won't do shoes because I think shoes were a part of the clown era. Because she had that song called These Big Old Shoes.
I didn't catch that
one. Did you
one?
Listen to
no,
that
No, I didn't
one?
Catch it.
She had clown.
I have been scrolling on name. Her Twitter and literally I'm back to June and it is all exclusively shoe content.
Yeah, her shoes do very
Good
well.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a tweet about chip bags with chip clips. I'm telling you, the theme is snacks.
I could get down with
And then
that.
Here's a tweet. Monopoly deal addicts anonymous. Monopoly deal. What's that mean?
Do you know how
McDonald's
has Monopoly?
Snacks or board games. See, I have pinned her down.
Some guy who went to my high school won the McDonald's Monopoly. He won a car.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
No, it was real. Were you, as employees, were you allowed to just steal the Monopoly pieces?
I don't think so.
You weren't even allowed to get a Big Mac, were you?
Oh, on Employee Appreciation Day, you could have the entire menu for free.
But otherwise you couldn't have a combo meal?
Yes, you could. You're thinking Arby's. Arby's was what was not letting me have my food.
So if you got a lunch at McDonald's, could you have anything?
Yeah, you could have a meal.
Including a Sunday?
Sure. It depends on who the manager was that day.
Damn. That's ridiculous. Either way, that's like $5.
Speaking of delicious snacks, speaking of M&M McFlurries.
You're speaking of me?
Speaking of M&M McFlurries.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the deal with Lisa Rinna as an M&M?
Okay, I will tell you.
What is that about? I don't want to look into it, and I don't really know.
Well, Lisa Rinna was once an M&M, and then she's been getting in a lot of trouble on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this season, so her M&M was back.
Okay, that doesn't answer... Was she an M&M the way I was a Snickers bar?
No, she was a cartoon, and you were an actual human covered in chocolate.
Oh, so she wishes she were me.
Yeah, she had like a hard shell. It was like, are you familiar? You know, okay, so if you need to know one thing about Lisa Rinna, it's that she's had the same hairstyle for 30 years.
Commitment.
Very Melrose Place in the 90s. I mean, she does wear wigs and stuff on the show and hats, and she names her wigs, and it's like, whatever. But it was her as an M&M with her iconic hair.
Okay.
And
it was like, for what? For what reason?
Listen, if you want to talk, I'll Google it. Why was Lisa Rinna an M&M?
Well, the original picture is her and Joey Fatone as M&Ms on a red carpet for M&Ms.
Yeah.
Okay. 2008 Adweek article to promote the Oscars.
Here we go. The Lisa Rinna M&M was from 14 years ago. The original piece the original image came from 2008 in an article to promote the Oscars, which featured Lisa Rinna and Joey Fatone as red carpet M&Ms.
Why was she around back then?
She's been around since the 90s.
I didn't know she was a red carpet staple with Joey Fatone at the time. Was Joey Fatone around?
She's always been in the 2000, what year did I say? 2008, yeah.
2008.
Yeah, every...
I guess I didn't realize.
Yes, it's not that long ago.
So she's back as an M&M, and everyone's using it. Although, I think what I find disappointing about this all is Joey Fatone has been cropped out of every use of this situation. I want to popularize the Joey Fatone M&M.
Well, you could. It's got... I don't know. I mean, this article I have, it has his... What facial hair? What do you call that? A goatee?
It's like a, yeah.
Mutton
like
chops?
I don't even know.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Well, so Lisa Rinna was...
A strap? It's called like a strap or something?
Strap. I don't know. If you had to be an M&M...
Chin strap.
Actually, I wish you... We really fucked up. When you... In the...
What?
I think you should have been an M&M with your colored hair.
Okay. There's still time.
Why didn't YouTube make that happen? August?
There's still time.
Why not?
There's still time.
Why not in August with you and someone, your celebrity guest as an M&M?
I will go to the Times Square M&M store.
Yes.
I will do it.
And you'll swing by the Crocs store while you're there.
Obviously. Have you ever shit at the M&M store?
No. I don't think I've been in an M&M store.
Grow up. It's like, have some respect.
Have
for
you?
Elders.
Didn't you get? Yes. Didn't you get diarrhea in the M&M store once?
No. Maybe, but I don't think so.
Oh, my bad.
So that, yeah, yeah, yeah. Slander, libel.
What color M&M do you think you would be? Lisa Rinna went with orange. Well, I don't know if she chose. Joey Fatone's blue.
Yeah. Green would be nice.
Would that go with your skin tone, baby?
the skin becomes the color.
Well, and there he
is. Oh my God, should I do a transformation into the Lisa Rinna M&M?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, hold that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to write that down.
That's what you and Hudson Halloween couples costume, the Lisa Rinna.
Oh my God, one of us is Joey Fatone, one of us is Lisa Rinna.
Yes.
Lisa, but Rinna.
I don't think that would work because nobody knows about Joey Fatone as M&M except for us.
Well, that's why we have to, baby, that is why we are in charge of
educating the children.
Yes.
Well, what I was going to tell you is also what you should consider. Lisa Rinna, Lisa Rinna appears to be a regular M&M, and Joey Fatone appears to be a peanut M&M.
Well, that's life, baby.
I don't know. I mean, is it funny? Yeah, but like, I just don't think Lisa Rinna is a good person, so I don't like her.
Damn,
I don't like her getting this attention. Okay, she just keeps chasing all of my favorite housewives off of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and it's becoming too much.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I'll drop it. I will never bring her up again.
Hey, anything else?
Somebody does want to know what you thought of the challenge finale.
Well, what I was saying was, I don't know if that part was in the part that got cut off or not. Everyone was complaining about the challenge finale. Everybody quit. Everybody forfeit. It was like weird. The rules were changing in the finale. It was like they didn't have proper apparel because it started snowing and the people's hands were cold and they didn't have proper gear. I don't know. It was like what I was reading, and I was like reading articles too from contestants like just trashing the show. And they were saying it's because they use the same production company that they use for like MTV's The Challenge. And it's like all of these people were like Amazing Race and Survivor and Big Brother contestants. And they're used to like they're used to how good like Amazing Race and Survivor production is. So they were just all ill prepared and weren't used to working with people who I guess aren't organized. I don't know. I read that people were like being like, what are the rules? And they were being like, the rules are in my head. And they were like, can I see the rules for this challenge? And they're like, no, the rules are in my head. I'm like, what?
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Weird.
Weird.
So it was an unsatisfying.
It was.
Unsatisfying situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I had a lot of. There were a lot of things I would have done differently. But I was. What a lackluster finale that was.
Interesting. I guess I saved myself the trouble of not watching the season.
You really did. And yeah, and like I said, I talked to like people that I knew from Amazing Race and some of those other shows that I have met since being on the race ourselves, and they all had not very nice things to say. Which is like, big yikes. Anywho is all.
Okay. Well, Corey, do you have anything else you want to discuss?
No. I want to eat something.
We did it.
I want to eat something.
Okay, well, you go eat, baby. Where can people find you?
This week, you can find me with Malibu Barbie.
What? You have a play date?
I can babysit. I know CPR.
And you can find me hanging out with Brooklyn Bratstyle.
Oh, God, not her.
Thank you. What do you mean, not her?
She's
on our.
She's trouble.
She is a Patreon patron. So you will have some respect.
I will. I'll try my best.
Hey, this Saturday I'm having my 15-year subversary party on Twitch. So you are more than welcome to come join. If you're listening to this right now, we would love to see you there. That's all.
Hell yeah! See you there.
Okay. Bye.